This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, wanted man Nigel Bounty Pinder captured. The Barbados Council for the Disabled welcomes provisions in the new tourism accommodation bill. Private schools now included in the National Student Council Leadership Program, and Barbados creatives call for respect amid growing recognition. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Police Service has confirmed that wanted man Nigel Pinder, also known as Bounty or Cappy, who was being sought for questioning in connection with serious criminal matters, is in police custody. Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite gave an update.
Nigel Pinder, alias Cappy or Bounty, who was the subject of a wanted man bulletin which was issued on Friday the 12th of September 2025 in connection with serious criminal matters, is now in police custody. About 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 17th of September 2025, the Serious Organized Crime Unit of the Barbados Police Service conducted an operation at Rockley Christchurch, and the wanted man was found. He was arrested and taken into custody and is currently assisting with investigations. The Barbados Police Service thanks the general public and the media for their assistance in this matter.
Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Members of the Barbados Council for the Disabled are celebrating the provisions in the new Tourism Accommodation Bill, which makes it mandatory for tourist accommodations to be universally accessible. The council's operation manager, Rosanna Tudor, spoke with Starcom Network News a day after Tourism Minister Ian Gooding-Edgell announced in Parliament that going forward, all new accommodations must meet specific standards to house guests with disabilities.
We have been working for years, most of a decade and a half, on encouraging our tourist partners as well as the providers to ensure that they cater to that market of persons who are looking for accessible destinations. Also, we have been working with the National Standard as well as the Barbados Tourism Product Authority in encouraging as well their members as well as the markets out there in Barbados to become more accessible.
Ms. Tudor stressed that the legislation will work in tandem with the Council's fully accessible Barbados program.
We weren't getting that inclusion that we needed. And recognizing that tourism at a time was our business, why not play our part? So we jumped right in and we developed Fully Accessible Barbados, which is a national accreditation program. This program assesses facilities. It is mostly geared towards the tourism industry. It assesses properties in standards that we develop based on the universal access. We assess the buildings and then we accredit them in the standards that they provide.
Operations Manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor. Businessman and St. James resident Andy Armstrong is pleading with government to protect the livelihoods of local vendors and fishermen in the planned redevelopment of the controversial Whole Town Tourism Project. A tourism facility has been earmarked to be constructed on the current site of the Whole Town Civic Center, an area that is a hive of activity for locals and tourists. Speaking at last night's Ideas Forum in St. James, Mr. Armstrong is hopeful that the redevelopment plans do not displace long-standing community members.
If you know the Whole Town Beach, you know it's not only a place where the locals and the tourists gather and interact. There's all the fishermen just north of the police station, the fishing boats, the jet skis, the ski boats, and there's a whole community there where they're, you know, roasting breadfruit and a real hive of activity on a day. And so a lot of local people are getting employment from that. And I want to put in a plea that when that area is redeveloped, that we do not lose that livelihood for the people, the ordinary people of St. James.
Businessman and resident of St. James, Andy Armstrong. In response to Mr. Armstrong's concerns, Senior Minister and MP for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, noted that government is committed to ensuring that the project benefits all Barbadians.
I know how strongly Senior Minister Duguid feels about this particular project, but equally, in my judgment, and I was a former tourism minister, we have to find a way of getting a coexistence of the Barbadian community with the investment effort. One cannot alienate or exclude the other. I do feel that if this project is to go forward, and there are still some ifs on it, I do feel that, again, you know, the local feel, the local access, the ability of our people to be able to be the vendors and so on, and the restaurant operators who have been there for a lifetime. I mean, to be able now to continue to have ease of access to the community and the community to them is vitally important.
Senior Minister and Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons. For the first time, private schools will be included in Barbados in the Barbados National Students Council Leadership Program. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman made the announcement while addressing students at the Seventh-day Adventist School Prefect installation yesterday. He said the initiative is designed to ensure all students, both public and private, play a meaningful role in shaping education reform.
For a very long time, education has really been adult-focused, adult-led. But the time has long passed and certainly has come for students to be a very active part of education in Barbados. And why is that? At the core, the ultimate beneficiaries of the education system, yes, of course, on the macro level is the country, but the day-to-day beneficiaries of the education system are who? The students. And who better to be a part of the transformation agenda, setting the agenda for now and the future, than those who are the ones who have to go through it every day.
Mr. Blackman added that every school across the island should have a voice in the National Student Council movement.
And it therefore gives me great pleasure to say to you that as of now, private schools and their students will be included in the national structure of the Barbados National Student Council leadership. And we have another education officer who leads and treats the issue of the student councils. And the ministry will be writing to all of our private secondary schools so that they can then nominate, have your internal process to send representatives to sit on the national structure of our National Student Council movement.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The Barbados Accreditation Council welcomes CARICOM's decision to introduce free movement or full free movement among four Caribbean nations from October 1st. Barbados, Belize, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines will allow nationals to live, work, and remain in each other's territories without a CARICOM skill certificate or work permit. The Council's Executive Director, Lisa Gale, described the move as a crucial step for regional integration.
Free and full movement in CARICOM is a progressive step that mobilizes human capital in the Caribbean to where it is most needed. This development enables Barbadians to seize greater opportunities, employers to address critical labor gaps, and for our region to advance meaningfully toward the promise of full integration. Until that vision is realized across all member states, the CARICOM skill certificate remains vital to ensuring mobility, recognition, and the protection of Barbadian qualifications. The Barbados Accreditation Council remains steadfast in its duty to safeguarding those standards for the benefit of our citizens and for the wider Caribbean economy.
Executive Director at the Barbados Accreditation Council, Lisa Gale. And creatives in Barbados are welcoming the increasing recognition of their work as a viable career, but are noting that respect for the sector must go beyond acknowledgement. Speaking to Starcom Network News, entrepreneur and creative Aknatin Burrows expressed gratitude for the growing opportunities for local creatives, but stressed that being paid on time remains essential to sustaining the industry.
I am extremely happy that we are now acknowledging creatives as a sustainable job and a career and not just as a hobby. But I am hoping that it comes also with respect. We as creatives know that we are valuable. But I find the struggle that we face is that we are valued for the moment and that is it. You know, everybody calls, you know, they want you to do this and they want you to do that. And then as a creative, when you price your work, you get so many questions and eyebrows. But when people come in from overseas who do the same thing that we do, they are welcomed with open arms and they're well compensated. And compensated on time. As a creative in Barbados, when you do your work, you have to wait sometimes 3 and 4 months from the powers that be to you. You have creatives who work extremely hard, who are full-time creative, but how could it be sustainable if when you're now receiving a payment for something you've done in May, all the way in August?
Entrepreneur and creative Aknaten Burrows. Recapping the headlines. Wanted man Nigel Bounty Pinder captured. The Barbados Council for the Disabled welcomes provisions in the new tourism accommodation bill. A prominent businessman urges coexistence in whole town redevelopment plan. Private schools now included in the National Student Council Leadership Program. The Barbados Accreditation Council welcomes full free movement for some CARICOM nationals from October 1st. And creatives in Barbados call for respect amid growing recognition. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.